And he was curator there for I don't know how many years, and then one of his boys was. Between the two of them, they were curators of Carlton Ground for over 50 years. And they lived right on the ground. We used to go just out the back gate into the football ground. And that doesn't happen now, they've moved away now, but of course they're all dead anyway, but they were well known down there, often family. Father played football there and all the rest. And he came here, yes, as a young man, I don't know how young. I could easily somehow find out how old he was when they married, but they married about 1900. And my mother retired as librarian down the library to get married.
Oh, she was the librarian before she
married? Prior 1900, yeah.
Can you tell me anything about that? About what she recalled of working in the library?
Not a great deal about that, I can't. But Noel Stevenson just asked me last night down the cheese factory. I've got a letter when she retired as librarian from the secretary or whoever he was, giving her a final payment, you know, with a few shillings. I don't know for how long it was, he doesn't say. But they got married at that time because my father was supposed to have 6 months to live. But he lived until he was about 70 or so. And old Mr. Smith in this letter says that he would wish them well, you know, on their holiday, as I think he called it, or something like that. I haven't looked it up yet, but I've got it somewhere, beard up a bit. And hoped that she and her man would return to Berwick, you know, and he'd paint the town red, or perhaps some softer colour or something, because he was a painter, you see. But anyhow, he lived for years and years. So that was just after 1900.
So your mother would have been the librarian from about 1890?
Oh, no, not necessarily. I don't know when she started. The library's very old, of course. Yeah. You can get those dates, but...
Yeah. No, we can't. They've lost all the minute books of the library.
Yeah.
And there's just no records of what the history of the library is.
No, well, I don't know when she started, but it was about 1900 when she retired. And they used to have their penny readings and things. You've read about them, I suppose, haven't you? Yeah. Well, you'll find that they ever recorded, all right. And then they lived in Clyde Road for a very short time, where Forbes was later, just about where the surgeries and that are now. And they moved from there up to what's now Braeside Park Retirement Village. They lived in that house for a short time. And then they, I don't think they built, they must have, but they bought the place right opposite St Margaret's, where my nephew now lives. Well, he doesn't live in the old house, he lives next door to it. But the old house is there. They, over the years it got glamorised a lot, called Costa Cottage and all this sort of thing, you know, to sell several times, and every estate agent put a new name on it and said it was some historic Costa Cottage, called it the last time, which, you know, a lot of baloney really. But that's right opposite. George Wilson built Number down there, it's right opposite his. Number's now part of St Margaret's School. And Herb Thomas's father used to print the paper down there. Herb and Beatrice were born here in Berwick. They lived here and they moved to Pakenham when the Shire Hall went to Pakenham.
Oh.
You know where the Shire Hall was?
Where the newspaper is now.
In Bain Street.
Yeah, where the newspaper is?
No, no.
Oh, the Shire Hall at Berwick?
Yeah.
No, where was that? Top of the hill? Something like that?
No, well, the Shire Hall, you see better than me, you'll see if you can find the Shire Hall there in the buildings. There's a photo of it in there. Oh, I love it, because I recognise the photo. Yeah, that's it. Well, Bob Bain, who built the hotel, he had some land up on the highway, you know where the Roman Catholic Church is? opposite Edrington almost, mm-hmm. just before you get to Edrington, mm-hmm. on this side, Peel Street, or Church Street, I think it is there, runs into the highway. He owned some land up there, and I think the council bought that block off him. Just a building block, more or less. And they built the Shire Hall. Well, it was a very big shire, went away up, you know, nearly up to Drew, a big shire. And this was nowhere near central, so after some years they moved the Shire Hall to Pakenham.
So what's built on that land now?
And that land now is Bain Street. It runs, the Roman Catholic Church is on the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bain Street runs from the highway through to what was Wilson Street. They changed the name a while ago, didn't they? Just a short street.
Mm-hmm.
From the highway to Wilson Street. It's got another name now. Wilson Street stops on top of the hill and they call it something else.
Right.
I don't know what, I forget. But that's Bain Street.
Yeah. And what's built there now?
Nothing, it's just a street. They made it turn into a road.
It's a road, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they called it Bain Street because Bain owned that land originally,
right.
The pub folk.
Yeah.
And when the Shire Hall moved to Pakenham, A.E. Thomas, that's Herb, you know of Herb. Mm. Ian's his son, runs the Gazette now.
Yes.
Well, Herb, his father, they moved to Pakenham because they wanted to be near the Shire Hall.
Mm.
So Pakenham Gazette and all that originated, you know, and that there. And then Herb ran that paper for years, and now his son Ian runs it.
Mm.
Beatrice is still alive, I think. I'm sure she is. Beatrice was Shire Secretary for 30 years or something.
Yes, I've met Miss Thomas.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Oh, I know her well. I haven't seen her for a few years now. And when she retired from that, she retired. So I apparently got sick of retirement, and she went up to Belgrave or Emerald or somewhere, as Secretary of the Water Board or something. And then she retired again. But, yes, she's still up there. Well, there's Herb and Beatrice. They were born, you haven't got a map of Berwick, but Berwick was, the highway went up the hill like that, up the main street.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeler Street's here and SSW is there.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Street runs up here,
mm-hmm.
where leverages are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Simon Paternoster's store,
mm-hmm.
you've heard of that.
Yes.
And on this corner was the Searles, ran through to Wilson Street. He had his blacksmith's place there.
Right.
The next street up is Rapland Road or Grove or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas's were on that corner.
Right.
That's where they live. And then Gloucester Avenue runs off down here.
Mm-hmm.
St Margaret's School, and we live just there. Gibbs Street. Myers lived on Gibbs Street on the corner, sold it to the hospital. And Herb, Thomas's paper was printed on part of Myers' block just there, right opposite the entrance into St Margaret's, really.
So it was originally printed in Berwick?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I lived here and the paper was printed here.
Yeah.
I can remember old man Thomas had a great big thing like a mangle, you know.
Mm.
And they'd turn this mangle and a sheet of the paper would come out. Why begin the paper would come out?
Yeah.
That's a long while ago.
Yeah.
Well, that was printed just there.
Corner of Gloucester and...
You know where the nursing home is now?
Yes.
The hospital, this is Gibbs Street, we're saying.
Yes.
The hospital's there.
Yes.
And Brayside Park's here. Well, the nursing home's built there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Myers' property. And Thomas has had a galvanised iron building, I think it was galvanised iron, on the far end of that.
Mm-hmm.
John Remington lives in the house that's there, right next to the first house from the nursing home.
Right.
And that's where the paper was printed originally.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's where it was. Don't know what it says in here, we might look it up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved it to Pakenham, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And in here it says that Herb knew all about the primary school, and he probably did. I was away in New Guinea at this time. He probably did, because I went to school down here. But they got him to identify the, who would it be? George V, I suppose, when he was coronated. At the coronation of George V, they planted a tree down in the schoolyard. Mm-hmm. And they lost track of this tree, and Herb came down and identified a tree. They said, that's it, and they put a brass plate on it down there. But it's not the tree, I know it's the tree. Anyhow, that's all right. Herb identified it, and it's good, the plate's there. Mm-hmm. But see, that is in Peel Street back here. Leverage's timber yard's there, and the school's here.
Yes.
On this corner, just down the bottom. And the old school was there like that. And the main windows were here.
Yes.
And this says that Mr. Leverage planted the tree. Well, I wouldn't contradict it, I don't know, but Jock always maintained that our father planted the tree. And it wasn't an English oak, as they say, it was an American oak. And he planted it just there in front of the classroom in Peel Street.
Is it still there?
No. And it was there, and classroom had a big glass window, you know. And of course no electric light those days, or fluorescent lights or anything. And when this tree grew, it shaded that room so much they couldn't see anything in there. So it was cut down. Now that's quite likely too, because it would have been, you know. I don't remember any lights in the room, but if they had any, it'd only be a kerosene lamp or something. Mm. And, according to Jock, and he was generally right, as Norman said, you know, if Jock says that would be right. Well, according to him, the tree was cut down because it shaded the room too much. Mm. But anyhow, Herb came down and identified an English oak over here and says, that's the tree. And that's good, I mean, it's good that the plate's there and all that. But I don't think it's the right tree. And when I was in New Guinea, heard word one day that Mr. Thomas had died. Mm-hmm. I immediately thought it was Herb, never thought of any others. I thought it was Jack Thomas. You know of Jack Thomas?
Mm. The mayor.
Huh?
The mayor?
No. Way back he was a butcher in the town there. Took over from Richardson's and different people who had it in between. And where the State Bank is now, he had a butcher shop, Jack Thomas.
What year would that be?
Oh, I don't know if you'd find it in here, I think. His son lives in Langmore Lane now. What's his name? And have you seen him at all, Thomas? He's much younger than us, you know, but he knows a good bit about Berry because his father was a butcher. Ivan Thomas in Langmore Lane. He's got a unit away at the back. Well, he's pretty knowledgeable about Berwick, much younger than us, but, you know, he remembers old people around about.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I've forgotten. I heard Mr. Thomas had died, you see. So I thought, oh, Jack Thomas, you know, that's bad luck. And I came home on leave once on holidays, and the first fellow I met down the street was Jack Thomas, and it was Herb that had died. Never thought of Herb at that time. Herb Thomas had died.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers and one sister. My sister died comparatively young many years ago down in Carnegie. Mm-hmm. And Tommy, the eldest of the family, he lived in Berry all his life. And Jock moved away. He was a teacher and moved all around. And finished up living down at Ocean Grove and died down there. But, so there was the three boys and Hilda, the sister.
Mm. And you all went to Berwick Primary?
Hmm?
You all went to Berwick Primary,
did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Do you remember much about your school days there?
Oh, no, I don't remember a lot.
Any of the teachers, or...?
Yeah, well, you see, most of my time there was A.W. Barker, Alfie Barker.
Yeah.
And that's another one. You've met his daughter.
No, I've heard of Alice.
She's just down here. Used to visit her every now and then, but I haven't for a while. I must go down one day. Alice Barker.
What was he like as a head teacher?
Oh, he was good. Yeah, he was all right. The one before him was McCann. And I don't know whether McCann was head teacher when I started school there or not, but I don't remember much about McCann. I know he was there. There was a school residence down here, which is a pity they pulled it down, where the playground is now. An old brick building, you know, nice building. But they pulled it down a while ago. And McCann and Barker and all them lived in that building.
That's why he had to build when he retired, was it? Because he'd been in the school building. Because he built them, as soon as he retired, he built the house in Brisbane Street.
Yes, that's right. Barker lived in Brisbane Street after his retirement, yeah. And Alice lives there. Alice is an invalid. She had paralysis of some sort all her life. She came to Berwick as a little kid, you know. She was in irons and all the rest of it. And I don't know. You could check up with her, but I've got an idea that her mother died when she was born. I wouldn't be certain about that. Her mother was definitely never in Berwick. His sister came and looked after them, Marie Barker. And she looked after them. And then, as you say, they built that house in Brisbane Street. And she can't get about at all. But she's a very bright person, marvellous really. And she's lived there all on her own for years. She shouldn't be on her own, but she is. Trouble is, if she falls over, she can't get up and that sort of thing, you know. She says she just rings the police or something, but you know, she shouldn't be on her own really. But she is, and she's been like that for years. Very bright person. I don't know how old she is, but she'd be younger than me. Alice Barker. That was the only child, I think. The only one was in Berwick, anyway.
Do you remember much about your school days?
No, not a great deal. No, I don't remember a great deal about the school. Some stuff Ellie had here came in the mail for me, but I think in here somewhere there's a photo that I'm interested in. I meant to bring it back. Printed just a sheet like this with a lot of old photos of Berwick. And they had that as Christchurch Berwick. Well, I went down here and I said, look, it's not Christchurch Berwick at all. It's the primary school. And I said, Christchurch Berwick's nothing like that, and, you know. And they must have known that, but somebody made a mistake. But this is interesting, because this was built on that block, and Leveridge's lived next door. Did you know Leveridge's grocery shop and all that was next to that in Brisbane Street? Well, just above the primary school, which is now part of their playground, right opposite Wheeler Street, was where Leveridge's lived. This is Ellis's grandfather. You know Ellis has got the business now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his grandfather. His father was Fordy Leveridge, John Shillingford.
Right.
And his father, grocery shop, was next to the primary school, right opposite Wheeler Street.
Right.
And this is a letter from Mrs. Leveridge, who was a great friend of my parents, Mrs. Leveridge and Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller was supposed to be the first white girl born in Berwick. He was the builder. And, can you read this? It's a bit hard to read, but this is from Mrs. Leveridge, Emma Leveridge, on the December the 21st, 1914. And Mrs. Fawkes was my mother's eldest sister, lived in Auburn. And she says, dear Mrs. Fawkes, I got my glasses somewhere.
Can you read it?
See if you can read it. It's not. What'd she say?
Just a photo
of the old school, which is now no more.
A little
memento of the many pleasant times we spent there. I hope you will be able to come up to the opening of the new building. will let you know when. Christmas wishes from all to Mr. Hawkes and family. Yours sincerely, Emma Loveridge.
Mm.
Well, that's... No one, I don't think, could deny that was the old school.
No.
And it's 1914. Well,
yeah.
You'll find that a new school was built down there in 1915. Well, I think that's what Norman said, 1915.
Yeah.
Now, people try to tell me that's part of the old school. It's still down here in the building, but it's not, I'm sure, because there's none of that school. I can recognise the school I went to, and we all went to, Jimmy Richardson and all the rest of us. I can recognise that and point it out to you quite easily. It's part of the present building, but that's not. And she says quite plainly it was pulled down, doesn't she? She ought to know. She lived next door to it. And this sort of confirms it in that it says that... it's a pity you haven't got the page numbers for all these things, but Norman says in here that the new school was built in 1915. I think that's what he says. Soldiers Memorial Hall, we must talk about that, the Mechanics Institute, the schools.
So did your mother go to the primary school?
Yes.
Gosh.
Well, there was other schools before that around the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know whether she did go to the primary school. They were sort of private schools. A bit about them in here.
Yeah, they started about 1870.
Yeah, that's right. Rankin, McCann, so on. Barker. Berwick Grammar School. Anyhow, somewhere in here I think you'll find that Norman says the school was built in 1915. Well, that checks up with this. This was written in 1914. It says that, the new school was going to be opened. And that's what it... And I don't think any... Nobody seems to know about this building. I've asked a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's Peel Street.
Yeah.
And Lubridge's house is just here, see?
Right.
Yeah, I think you can even see a bit of it there, a shed or something. And that's where their business was.
Right.
And while we're on that, another thing, years ago, or a few years ago, down at Brecon, which was John Lloyd's place, the council had a bit of an exhibition there, photos and all the rest of it.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of photos there, and they said that Hay Loveridge, Cusso Loveridge, as we called him, married a Miss Green. Well, she wasn't a Miss Green. Somebody misunderstood. She was Miss Crean, C-R-E-A-N.
Right.
And I meant to go to the council, I never have.
Mm.
But if they've still got those photos about, they may have, and, the cards they were on and that.
Mm.
She wasn't a Miss Green, she was a Miss Crean, C-R-E-A-N. And he had a hay and corn store, where Loveridge's timber yard is now, was Crean's hay and corn and all that sort of thing.
Oh.
And Loveridge married the daughter, and that's how Loveridge has got that land.
Oh.
Well, there may be other details to it, but basically that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Because that was her father's place.
Mm.
Now, I didn't know the Creans at all, but, my parents talked about them. But that's how Loveridge has got the land, and she wasn't a Miss Green, she was a Miss Crean.
What was her first name?
Emma.
Emma Crean.
Yeah. Mm. She became Emma Loveridge. And A. Loveridge, Ellis's grandfather, kids used to call him Cusso Loveridge, because he had this shop next door, and they'd have dried fruit and things in big bags, dried apricots and dried apples and all that, and kids would come in at lunchtime pinch his apples and he'd, Cusso. Cusso Loveridge, they called him. Well, and of course, Forty had an elder brother, Ellis, who went to Odeon, had a big business up in Odeon.
Mm-hmm.
They still had the grocery shop when they had a